What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Belco Studios, right here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. And it's free. And you can download the program later on today. Catch the podcast. It'll get posted after 10 o'clock this morning. We are back from a three-day weekend. Woo! Mother's Day weekend. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Did you have a good Mother's Day?
I had a great Mother's Day.
Did you? You were at the beach, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Toes in the sand, although yesterday was kind of a rain out, so we didn't really go to the beach.
Yeah, a little bit of Florida rain this time of year.
Yeah.
But mom was there and everything?
My mom wasn't. Bree's mom was. Okay. And then, but I had a lot of surprises delivered to my mom.
Okay, good. And it's kind of a good thing both moms weren't there, you know?
Yeah, because there's a little power struggle, I feel like.
I know it's Mother's Day, but you can have too many moms at one event. But no, we never talked about your mother last week.
Yeah, so she just wanted to go to Costco and then the mall. So,
Costco, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You took your mom to get a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah, so she lives out in Sterling and they just don't have a Costco there. Yeah. So every time she comes to town, she wants to go to Costco. And then she needed a new pair of shoes, so we hit up Dick's Sporting Goods. And then we got some lunch at the mall.
Yeah. What kind of shoes did you get your mother?
She got some Nikes.
She did. My wife got socks and Crocs.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, a couple of other items, too. Right. But yeah. That was a biggie, man. Those socks.
You got the Bombas?
The Bombas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought the Bombas.
Did she like them?
$20 a damn pair. Let me do the math for you. That's $10 a sock.
I'm telling you, that's well worth it, man.
I'm still steaming over that. Can't believe I walked out of there with five pairs of socks and it cost me $100.
No, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Every time she takes a step.
Here's the bad news, though. My wife knew nothing about Bombas.
Really?
No, nothing. Nothing. Oh. So when I gave her socks, it didn't look so impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she wasn't hip to it.
Yeah, it was like, okay, anything else? You got me socks. Okay, I got five pair of socks. No, you don't, and you should see me try to explain it to her, okay? You won't believe these socks. Jamie said they're the best ever, best in the world.
Just put them on, babe. Just put them on.
And then you have to whip out the receipt. Just to prove to her that you paid $20 a pair. Like, honey, I paid $20 a pair for these damn socks. Trust me, they're the best in the world. Jamie told me so.
Don't worry, you're going to get an apology today, because if she wears them today, it's going to be all over. She'll realize.
I don't know. I don't know if she went online to look them up just to see how impressive they are, but it didn't really go across very well. Initial response.
Yeah.
It was like, huh. Socks and Crocs, huh? Happy Mother's Day. I didn't do so well, I guess. I don't know. She'll grow into it, I guess. Right? We have a new pope.
Yeah,
we do. American pope. That got announced after we were gone on Thursday. So new American pope. I got a theory, though. I think his brother. Have you heard of his brother?
Yeah.
Lou? I think Lou's going to be a pain.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem.
Lou.
Why is Lou going to be a pain?
I'll tell you later in the show.
Okay, yeah. Right. I haven't heard about him.
He's got a brother named Lou. Lou's a troublemaker. I'll give you the first hint, okay?
Uh-huh.
Over the weekend, he made a post where he called Nancy Pelosi a drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of went off the handle.
Yeah, if I can see how that'd be a problem.
If you're the Pope's brother, I think you have to get off of social media, right?
Probably.
I don't know, man. I think Lou's going to be a problem. You know, like, you know, when, what was it, Bill Clinton? Was it Bill Clinton's brother a problem? Was it his name like Bully or something? Something like that. He was a problem too. But we'll get into that just a little bit later on. The Diddy trial begins today. Just going through some of the highlights. Rockies finally fired their coach.
So,
worst team in baseball ever.
Lost 21-0 on Saturday.
I don't think it's fair to fire him.
Why?
Because it's not his. What does a baseball coach really do to influence the game?
Chews gum.
It's just not his fault.
Chews a lot of bubble gum.
They're just using him as a scapegoat.
I always admire that big tub of gum on the bench.
Yeah.
And all like, the chew. I got to get me a Hubba Bubba tub. Just like they
it
got.
It is crazy how much
it's like
gum
a
they got.
Big leaguer, man. All right, Nuggets. What's going to happen there? I think they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Big
trouble.
All right, we'll get to all that coming up later on in the program. We have AJR tickets to give away too. That's pretty cool. AJR coming to town, and we have your tickets to win. We'll do that at, do we have a specific time?
We're not given one. No.
Anytime you want.
Yeah, all anytime right. You want to do.
7:30.
Let's
go with 7:30.
Let's do
AJR.
It.
All right, just kicking off of Monday, back from Mother's Day weekend. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, the Monday after Mother's Day. Good morning, Jamie. You made it back.
I have to do a shout out to my Uber driver.
Okay.
DJ Chris.
DJ Chris?
He just dropped me off. He's a very nice guy. He's from Africa. Super cool guy.
Really?
I'm DJ Chris. Yeah.
Oh, he's working hard this morning.
He is
getting
working
you
hard.
To work this morning. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. I brought you some gifts.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I love gifts.
I had a great weekend.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Sorry about the socks. Sorry. But
yeah.
Sorry.
You know,
about the
you and
socks.
I didn't think that out.
No, we did
I
not.
I should have done something to educate her beforehand. All right.
Yeah.
So Jamie gave me a tip on Mother's Day.
Just the tip.
And a Mother's Day gift. A pair of socks called Bombas. Now, if you don't know about Bombas, according to Jamie, best in the world.
Best in the world. The best socks. It's
can't
like
a
little
sock.
Hug for your foot.
Oh, a little hug for your foot. So I figured I'd get my wife 10 little hugs for
and
her feet.
And even our boss man Mike was like, oh my God, these are the best socks.
Well, I assume she knew what they were because so many people like yourself, Carson,
my son even
our
knew
boss,
what they were. Yeah.
Everybody knew what they were.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, BJ's blind. He doesn't get it, okay? But my wife will. She's very smart. She didn't get it.
She didn't get it. You got her socks.
Yeah, I gave her a basket.
Dude, listen to me. You got her socks for Mother's Day. You sucked.
I gave her a leftover Easter basket with socks and Crocs.
Yeah.
Okay. She looked at it like I'm asking her to fold some
you
socks
got her
for
Crocs
me.
Too?
Yeah, I got her Crocs. Furry Crocs.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't go as well this weekend as I was hoping it would go.
Yeah.
It sure looked good when we were in the store, though. We were over at Dick's,
yeah.
And I'm like, man, furry Crocs. That'll
nice.
Go over well.
Yeah, all right. So it was a great Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
you
great
got me
Mother's
a lot
Day.
Stuff for my feet.
Yeah. She was back from her work trip, so she was exhausted.
Yeah.
So didn't have time to complain a lot.
Yeah, well, that's
but,
good.
Yeah, so that helped
well,
out.
Well, I got you some presents.
Okay.
All right.
No, but I don't blame you about the socks.
Oh,
it's
you.
Just, you know, they haven't caught on in Littleton yet. I think it's a Littleton thing. I think, you know, where you live. What the heck? Look at all this.
I know. I got you some free stationery and some postcards from the hotel.
Nice.
Yeah. But the big one is in the brown.
Jamie,
the brown thing.
These have been at the hotel since 1924.
No, they've been in my suitcase.
Since 1924. Look out. These things are like.
It's from the Four Seasons. No, it was in my luggage. Yeah. It's the Four Seasons.
So they're not 30 years old?
No, I didn't stay at the Best Western.
Does that look 30 years old to you?
It does, but it was in my bag. Like, everything smashed in there. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But wait, the thing in the brown is you're going to be really excited.
And there's envelopes to go with.
Well, that's stationary. Look at the address. Look, you get even envelopes and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you for the gifts. You're very welcome. I'm not sure.
I always wonder about that. So they have like all this stationery, right? And it says the Four Seasons San Francisco. Like, who am I going to write and then put it in that envelope? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't afford my own stationery.
Yeah.
That's a weird, why do they put it in there?
They need to rethink it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
It's just kind of a waste of paper.
It is.
Yeah,
it
and we
is.
Love trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so here, looks like a little bag that maybe for golf or something. Yeah, have a little bag.
And it has a leaf on it, so it's a
look at this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Four season slippers.
You got some slippers.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. Do you know what size they are?
It says medium. I don't know.
Try them on.
I don't know.
Hopefully they fit.
Yeah. I got you some slippers. I didn't get the robe this time. I felt a little sketchy about the robe. You know how
Jamie,
aren't they so comfy?
Wait till you see this.
Oh, look at you, floppy boy. Yes, that is, you are a total package right there.
I'm ready to go out on the town or what. Oh, those
Everybody
so
loves
comfy.
Free crap.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, I love free crap. Oh, thank you for the sheet.
Yeah, sure.
That's really
sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, you guys. I didn't get you guys.
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I think
right.
I'm okay.
You can borrow them on the weekend if you want.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Six.
Maybe Spadil. Maybe you want to play paintball in these.
Yeah.
Don't get them dirty.
I run real fast in those.
Dude,
well, thank you.
We went
thank
to you. San Francisco pretty much for the whole weekend. And by the way, they've cleaned up San Francisco. It's amazing. They have cleaned it up. It is not like downtown Denver at all. It is cleaned up. We didn't even see a homeless person anywhere. I don't know if they shipped them to Oakland or what happened, but it was pristine. It was amazing. People were out everywhere. I wish we'd get Denver back like that because it literally was amazing. It
cool.
was beautiful. I would move there in a
heartbeat. It's a great city.
Yeah, and we did what you suggested. We went to Alcatraz. Well, we didn't really go because my son said it was boring because he said all his friends said it was boring, but we took a boat and went around it.
Oh.
Yeah, so
but
that
you
was
didn't
fun.
Go in.
Nah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you're 18, I don't think it.
No, for me, it's kind of a bucket list thing, but I could see him not being so into it.
Yeah, so we
but
took
I'd
a
love
boat
to go to Alcatraz.
And we went under the Golden Gate and then we went around cool. Alcatraz and everything. It was
but
really fun.
I've watched a lot of movies about The Rock, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The Birdman of Alcatraz, all those great movies.
Yeah. I guess he trained birds, that guy. Yep.
Yeah, he loved birds.
That's why he was called the Birdman.
He was kind of the Birdman before Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he was the first Birdman, really.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was
good deal.
Oh my God, I'd move there in a second if there weren't earthquakes.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's pretty expensive though, isn't it?
It was a little pricey.
Yeah, it's a little pricey out there.
Anyway. Anyway, so everything was good. A little pricey.
It's very pricey.
Very kind of pricey.
Ooh, man, you pay a lot out there. Ooh, bad. Well, glad you're back.
Yeah, me too.
I know your flight was late last night.
Yeah, I got
you didn't get
in
until midnight. So
yeah. And I met a couple people, and I'll
good
give
for
them
you.
A shout out. And anyway, good night.
All right. So, your Mother's Day weekend with the perfection?
Yeah, it was great.
Good for
we
you.
We had so much fun. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Ralphie doing well?
He is doing well.
Is he acing school, or is he about
on
to get kicked out?
Nope, Dean's list.
All right, good for him. It seems like every kid's either on Dean's list, or they're almost expelled. One of the two.
Dude,
there's
I'm
no middle
so
ground.
I'm so excited about his startup.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it works... Mom's out.
I'll
see you guys. It was nice knowing you.
I'm going with you.
If it works, it's going to be.
We're all going.
I mean, who knows? These startups, these kids. The billboards in San Francisco don't even make sense to me. The way they write them, I don't even know what they're talking about. All the billboards, like, they say like weird stack stuff. Like, I don't even know.
It's all tech language.
It's all tech language. I don't even know what they mean, BJ. I was like, what does that even mean? And my son's like, oh, yeah, that's this stack. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even. They don't. They're not talking to me. It's not like Burger King. Get a Whopper.
I like Burger King. I like Whopper.
I do too. But it says like weird stuff. Like, is your security on your stack cool? Like what? I don't know.
Your stack's okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
your stack's really
they
good.
They just talk a different way.
Yeah.
These people.
California, man. It's close to
well,
that.
Well, it's all AI. Every billboard's about AI.
Close to that tech valley up there. Well, you know? Yeah, it is. So it's all crazy. Just above us.
Anyway.
That's why I'm staying in Littleton.
That's why I'm back to Denver, where my people are.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next. AJR tickets at 7:30 this morning. That's a great show. And we'll give you a chance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So when coming up,
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, if you see a car and it says Chris DJ, just wave at him. That's my Uber driver.
Hey, Chris!
Chris DJ. Nicest guy on the planet. Really super fun. Anyway, okay, I have a lot to get to. First of all, let's talk about this Taylor Swift crap. This is not good. She's so mad. Taylor Swift is furious at Blake Lively, because she got subpoenaed. And it's official that she's been subpoenaed, and they're going to ask her to talk about the case. And here's her statement. Basically, it says this. Stand by. It says, Taylor Swift never set foot on the set of this movie. She was not involved in any casting or creative decisions. She did not score the film. She never saw an edit or made any notes on the film. She did not even see It Ends With Us until the week after its public release.
What is her role?
So meaning that Blake Lively lied about it. Meaning that Blake Lively, when she told that actress, oh my God, Taylor totally picked you and said to me that you need to be the actress on this. And the girl that was the actress was so excited. She's like, what? Taylor Swift picked me? And she's like, she sure did. She really wants you in this movie. Well, Taylor Swift's people are saying that never happened. She did have a song in the movie, but she didn't score it just for that. It was picked up for that movie.
You would think she would walk into a deposition and just say, I wasn't there. It's all a lie. I have nothing for you. And they'd dismiss her.
Yeah,
you would think. Mm-hmm.
But they still have to sit down and question her about everything.
Yeah.
Like, did this happen? So this is making Blake Lively look like even a bigger liar than she already was. By saying that Taylor picked that girl, and I feel bad for that girl, because, I mean, all they said on the red carpet to the girl, whatever her name is, they're like, oh my God, aren't you so excited that Taylor picked you? And she's like, she's my idol. Taylor.
Didn't happen. And guess what? Now, Blake, if Taylor's mad at you, that means all the Swifties are mad at you.
Yep, everybody's mad at you.
You're in a world of trouble, girl.
You are done, son. Amber Heard had twins.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Who's the daddy?
I never saw
surrogate.
Idea.
She had to be a surrogate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, who's the sperm then?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Yeah, that's crazy. Aquaman actress Amber Heard announced on Mother's Day that she has welcomed twins, daughters Agnes, and she had a son named Ocean. Do you think it's Jason Momoa? I mean, kid's name is Ocean.
Aquaman.
I mean, that would kind of be put together. They were kind of, people linked them a little bit together, so I don't know if it's true or not. She's already the mom to a 3-year-old daughter. That kid's name is Oona. What? Yeah, I said it. Oona. O-O-N-A-G-H. You know what you're not going to find that on? A Coke can.
No.
Nope. There's not going to be a Coke can anywhere that has Oona. Yeah.
I know the feeling. You don't find BJ either.
Yeah. I drank from one over the weekend that said sis.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, is the sis thing like something to do with sexual?
Yeah, it means that you identify with the gender that you're born as.
But here's my point. So, it's like they're not doing names. They're just doing
It's weird. A share Coke campaign, and they're doing things like bro and dude and
they.
Homie.
They're not doing that. I don't know if they're doing that. But they're not doing my name. They're not doing your name. They're doing, homie, bro, sis, all that stuff. So who knows? I don't know. I did look at it, though. I was like, oh, all right, sis. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? What does that say? I don't even know what that note is. You guys, please forgive me. I've had 3.5 hours of sleep, so if I seem a little disheveled, I am. Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick made a swift exit. She didn't win, Miss Maine. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, she's 24, he's 73. She was in the Miss Maine competition, and she did not win.
Yeah, you know she's upset. She's telling Bill he should have bought it for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got enough money. It's like, Bill, you didn't do your part. You didn't grease her right hands here.
Well, she said he didn't buy her the best dress.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She had to get her dress at Kohl's.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah, and when you're in a pageant, if you have to wear a dress from Kohl's, it's not going to go well.
I saw over the weekend where it came out that she has been banned from North Carolina, from the university over there, because he's a coach there. But then I saw it was taken back.
Yeah.
North Carolina says, nope, we didn't ban her. We welcome her. Boy, that's a mistake.
Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick made a swift exit after she failed to win Miss Maine USA. How embarrassing. With the former cheerleader putting on a brave face while she was secretly crying and her mascara was running down her face. She's like, I'm not Miss Maine.
Poor thing.
Bill's 73 going, wait, you were in a Miss Maine competition? Where am I?
Yeah, not only that, Maine should be a very easy state to win.
Exactly.
You know, if you go out to California or Florida,
those are
competition's
hard.
Tough, man. Nah. Even here in Colorado.
Yeah.
But Maine? Come on, you're going against lobsters.
Exactly. Maine girls are beefy and ugly.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're from Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. This is cool. Digital detox retreats are the latest trend in travel since we all just got back from a little vacay. It says places are now asking guests if they want to, it's up to you, to surrender their devices upon check-in. So what you do is you give them your device and then you just say,
you don't get back until checkout.
Exactly. It's tech-free vacations is what it's called. Pretty interesting. All right, let's see here. What else? Billy Ray Cyrus, he gave a shout out to Tish, his ex-wife, which was nice. He said that she was, good mom and crap. I almost said the S word. Like, it almost just flowed out of my mouth. Man,
there was a picture of him over the weekend, Mother's Day picture. Boy, he looks pitiful.
He does.
That guy looks so, he looks homeless.
Yeah, he looks rough.
He looks so bad in this picture.
Yeah.
Liz Hurley, what are you thinking?
He needs a haircut.
He does. He needs to shave.
Great clips.
Needs a bath, I think.
Yeah, he does look homeless. All right, and then finally, Sean Dindy Combs. The whole thing might be in danger because I told you about this last week. That third witness, nobody can find her. They don't know where she is. She's AWOL. Prosecutor said that a crucial witness referred to as Victim 3 is currently unreachable and may not testify.
Trial starts today.
Yeah, and she's nowhere to be found.
No, but Cassie's about to take the stand. Should take the stand by tomorrow, they're saying.
It's just weird, though, isn't it?
I think she's going to put him away.
Crazy. All right, I'm done. We'll see. You go. Tablet trash.
All right. There you go. A-J-R. coming in July. We've got tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. Stand by.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app all over America. And you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Since we left here on Thursday, there's a new pope now.
Yep.
He's an American.
First ever.
Pope Leo. First ever American pope. Ever in the history of popeness. We've got an American that's Pope, Pope Leo, but he's got a brother that's bad news, Jamie. His name is Lou, and Lou is out of control.
So Lou and Leo?
Yeah. Well, Leo's not his real name. It's just a Pope name, okay? So, gotcha. But it is Lou that's his brother, and he likes to post controversial stuff. So at some point, I guess his brother's going to have to tell him to knock it off.
Like, what has he done?
Well, he called Nancy Pelosi a drunk over the weekend. On a post. And then he called some other things.
No,
he's very political.
The C word.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to say the C word. I'm just saying
that's bigger
than
a drunk.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, that's awful.
But it makes the point that he's posting things...
calling her a drunk is like kind of... She is. But like calling her a C word is horrible.
Well, bottom line is Leo is going to be a problem. I mean, your brother is Pope for 2 days.
You don't use the C word.
No, you don't use any of those words. I don't care what it is. And then he posted a bunch of stuff about the other political side being the Democrats. And that's a good way to just really ruin it for the Pope.
Oh, like, not only did he call her the C word, he called her a dumb C word.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not good. Now, he didn't write the post. He shared a post. Okay? So I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't think it does.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's trouble. Leo.
Is his name Prevost?
Yeah, that's his last name.
No, he wrote that.
It says he shared it.
Okay.
It's from what I saw.
He shared it to his social media.
Yeah, he shared it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't write it, but he agrees with it.
A post where Prevost refers
to... So that's the post where he went about the Democrats. He went after the Democrats.
Yeah, it's a different post.
Oh, but he still called her... He wrote that word, right? It says a post where Prevost referred to Pelosi as a dumb C word.
He did.
He wrote those words.
Oh, boy. The Pope's going to have to step. I think the Pope's going to have to make a visit over here to Leo. And talk to him and just say, look, you don't understand something here. I'm number one on the God list, okay? I'm number one in the world.
I'm this close to Jesus.
Yeah, you can't be using those words, buddy, on social media. Leo. You're my brother. Leo, it doesn't look good.
That is shocking to me, to be honest with you. That is, isn't it?
He also said her husband goes on Grindr.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that he might not be wrong.
Yeah, that one he's got. It's pretty accurate on that one. So.
Holy crap!
Isn't that wild?
That is unbelievable.
I mean, if nothing else, you would just respect your brother and his position enough just to stay back and just drop all your social media. I mean, after all, the guy's like, what, 75 years old? And he's on there making these statements 2 days after your brother becomes Pope.
Well, I think it was on there before, right? It's from a while back, or did he just do that?
I thought he did it over the weekend.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was just over the weekend.
Holy hell.
Yeah. He went on there and he shared a post. I guess he wrote a post according to you guys, but he's trouble for the Pope.
See him back in April.
Okay.
TMZ describes him as a regular poster of political content.
Yeah.
Oh, that's never going
to
go well.
No.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got to stay in the middle if you're the Pope.
Yeah.
You're not political at all, are you?
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to be.
All right, we're going to hear more from Leo. I'll bet you. You wait and see.
And that troubled brother.
Yeah. all right, the Rockies, they finally fired their coach.
I heard.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I did. I was shocked, to be honest.
Well, after a 21-0 beatdown, that'll get you fired.
Got some breaking news from the Rockies as well. We just learned that Rockies manager Bud Black has been fired after, frankly, an awful start to the season. They lost 21-0 last night. And, John, I guess that was the final straw. They said, yeah, it's time to go in a different direction.
21-0, the worst shutout loss in Rockies history. But if you ask everybody with the organization, whether it's a player or in the front office, they say it's not Buddy's fault, but he definitely was. The buck stops with Buddy, so he is fired, and they let him go out with dignity. They won today in his final game, the winningest manager in franchise history.
They are the worst in the history of baseball.
How long has he been a coach?
I don't know.
Like 10 years?
It's been a while. Yeah.
Well, head coach or just a coach? He's been a coach for many years.
Well, I mean for the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how long he's been a coach.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. But it was about time.
Yeah, he's done. And then our Nuggets lost yesterday, too.
Yeah.
I know.
That ain't good.
Yeah, I was told that.
Yeah, we're 2-2 now in the series. Yeah, not looking good. Oh, well, we tried, didn't we?
Well, we're still in it.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
That game did not look good.
Yeah. It did not look
good. And OKC has home court advantage now. It's not good.
Well, I do not like anybody's attitude in this room right now.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, you got to put it out there, right?
They keep letting them just beat the crap out of Jokic. The refs don't call anything against OKC. It's just awful.
I need you guys to get on board of positive thinking.
I don't know.
It's looking pretty dismal.
I don't know, Jamie. You didn't see the game yesterday. You know what they did in the first quarter? They scored like, what, 8 points?
Seven
points in one quarter.
It was the lowest combined total of any playoff game ever.
Jamie, normally they average 30-something points a quarter.
It just tells me it was a hard fight.
They couldn't hit anything.
Make a shot. They had open shots, and then they just could not hit them at all.
Listen, we're going to turn this around. Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
I want nothing more than for them to turn it around. I just don't believe that it's going to happen.
Well, you got to believe.
Yeah.
Seven. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was just watching a video Jamie was showing me. She's in one of the Waymo cars out in California. Those things aren't here, but man, they are impressive.
They're everywhere in San Francisco. I mean, every turn, it's insane. And not only that, but I was thinking about what a great thing it is because, you know, we were talking about the, like, if somebody offers you water in an Uber or a Lyft or something like that, or how it's, like, scary to kind of get picked up
security
by strangers.
Reasons.
I think it's really amazing. Although, I will tell you, sometimes it got really aggressive, the drive, well, that thing.
The computer.
The computer got really aggressive, and then one time a Tesla backed into it, and it honked at it, and then did this, like, crazy maneuver, and I was like, man, you are...
Wait a minute. The Waymo has road rage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, literally, they'll change... Like, when we were in one in Arizona, it changed lanes when we were at a dead stop because it didn't like what the person in front of us was doing. So we were in a light, at a red light, and it was open next to us, the lane, so it just changed lanes without warning.
There was like a trash bag that was blowing, you know, in the wind, and it dead stopped. It thought it was a human.
That's crazy. I had no idea they're not in Colorado because of the weather.
Yeah, well, I said that to my kid. I was like, I wonder, I said, it's kind of a good alternative for safety reasons, because we must have taken 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I felt completely comfortable after the first three times.
Yeah.
It took that many times before I was comfortable. And I was like, okay, this is a pretty good driving system. But it's the LIDAR, and I guess it has 26 cameras on it. So if there's a blizzard, that can impede the cameras, but I guess the LIDAR will still work. But also the four-wheel drive issue.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't know how to put itself in four-wheel drive.
And it's extremely impressive when you think about it, that they got this system to work in San Francisco.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's not an easy place to drive.
No.
And to get it to work there, now I can understand if you get a car to do that in Lyman. Okay, but San Francisco, that's impressive itself.
Some of the cameras, when you go up the steep hills, right, they're out of focus, but that's why they have so many cameras, 26 of them, because the other ones are pointing to the moon, you know, when you're uphill.
Yep.
I'll bet you there's a fraction of our audience that has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, even when we're there, people were rolling down their windows screaming at us going, why would you do this? That seems so crazy. I would never do that in my life. And we rolled down our windows and everything, and we're like, it's really safe. And they're like, I would never do this. And they're taking pictures and stuff.
You really don't understand it or really accept it until you see it.
Yeah.
I really believe that because I knew about them, and I knew that you had talked about it, Carson, being down in Phoenix. But until I saw one in L.A., I'm like, holy crap, that thing goes by itself.
Well, and it's different than the ones in Las Vegas, you sit in and you sit facing each other or whatever, and it's just like a little carriage and it drives around. But this one's so bizarre because the steering wheel actually turns.
Yeah, it moves.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
And the other thing in California is, did you see all those delivery boxes? Did they have them there in San Francisco? I'm sure they do. You might not have seen them. You know, where they do food delivery. in these robots.
Oh, the robot things,
the robot food delivery. We don't have them here, I don't think. Maybe we might have a few downtown, but we don't have them here. They're everywhere in California. And it's amazing. It's like, wait a minute. So you put all this stuff in this little box, and it just goes to somebody's house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And nobody robs it?
I know.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, though.
I mean, this modern technology stuff, BJ.
Will we ever get it here because of the weather?
I don't think so.
I doubt it, yeah.
The ice and snow, these things can't drive on that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, we're screwed. I want technology.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't know. They're impressive, but it's also creepy not to have a human there. It is so creepy. And the steering wheel just turns. It just turns.
I got some good news for you. Temu, Walmart, and Amazon have to be elated this morning. The China tariffs are off.
Oh, they are?
China goods. The cheap goods are coming back.
When did that happen?
Over the weekend.
Oh, I thought they were still discussing.
No, they reached a deal.
Oh, they
reached
did?
A deal, and it's going to drop, and it will be announced today. But Temu, because a lot of people ordered those umbrellas and never got them.
Yeah.
I finally had to cancel the
Temu.
Order.
Well, Temu. You won't get them anyway.
I'm just saying. Because you got to figure Temu, Amazon, and Walmart are the three biggies when it comes to the imports, right?
Wow, that's great, though.
So they finally got these tariffs down completely. I mean, almost to zero. I think they're like 30 and 10% or something like that.
But some people were just adding them. Like, it hadn't even, like, kicked in yet on some things, and people were adding them to bills. Tariff fee.
Yeah. Shysters.
Wait a minute.
Bunch of shysters.
There's not a tariff fee on my Coca-Cola.
But we can celebrate our Chinese cheap goods are back.
Yay!
BJ and
Jamie. HAR tickets are coming up in about 6 minutes, so stand by for that. It's the Monday after a big Mother's Day weekend. Thought we'd go around the horn about our Mother's Day and
horn.
How it went.
Yeah, we're gonna go
just around the horn.
The horn.
Yeah.
What horn? Is it a tuba?
Yeah.
Is it a flute?
Yeah.
What kind of horn?
Bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
We're
okay.
Gonna go around the bullhorn.
Bullhorn. Yeah.
Jamie went out to California to be with her son.
San
Great
Francisco.
Mother's Day for you.
Yeah, we went. We were in San Francisco. It was fantastic. The food, everything. They cleaned it up, and all it did honestly is make me sad about Denver because Denver is a hellhole.
Yeah.
And it's become even worse. And I'd heard that about San Francisco, but my son was trying to convince me like San Francisco is different now, and it is. It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful.
Sounds like you guys had a great time.
We did at the Horn.
Yeah. You went out on the boat.
We went on the Horn.
Yeah, the Horn. The Horn.
You
What's
guys,
up?
No, I just haven't heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Around the Horn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sports term.
It used to be a show too.
Yeah.
On ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Still is.
Oh,
around
it
the
is?
Horn.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's
it's where you just go around the room and everybody gives an update.
But here's the interesting part is that listen, this is dumb. But I went and worked out with my kid at the gym, at the hotel gym.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I don't get. If I'm going to like have my body feel like this, right?
Yeah.
I want to have accomplished something. Meaning, like, I get it if I'm loading the Christmas tree up and down the stairs and taking it to the basement and, you know, putting in bends and all that stuff. That I understand my shoulders and my back and everything being sore from lifting all those bends and carrying them down.
No.
Like, there should be something that I accomplish to feel that way.
I agree.
I accomplish nothing but lifting weights and I feel like hell.
That sounds like you accomplished something.
You worked out muscles that you haven't worked out in a while.
You're missing the point. Both missing the point.
Yep.
You're not understanding, okay?
Exactly.
All right, for me, for example, let me just give you an example, just like what Jamie gave you so that you guys could finally understand, okay? I get what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I would never go out and leave my front door and walk 10 miles. But you put a golf course in front of me with
something.
My bag and balls, I'll walk 10 miles for you.
Exactly.
I got no problem because I love it. It accomplished something for me, and that's a great workout. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
It's not the matter of, oh, you actually did do something. She knows she did something, but she feels like it was wasted time.
Exactly. I would rather take my energy and everything I have in my soul and like accomplish something at my house.
Yes, and she understands that she got a workout and it was good for her muscles. She understands that. It's just that she doesn't want to do it that way. She wants to accomplish something.
But you got to work out those muscles so that you can lift a heavy box without pulling your back or doing something like that. Something awkward around the house that you get to.
She's been lifting boxes.
To do those other things so you don't hurt yourself.
She's been lifting boxes and doing all this stuff for years.
Let me tell you something.
And not worked out.
What you don't understand, Carson. And you'll understand someday when you mature. Okay. I've had 3 hours of sleep, and my body feels like somebody ran over with a Mack truck.
With a Waymo.
Yeah, there is no reason to feel this double thing. Like, yeah. I can be exhausted because my flight got in delayed, right? Got in late, but I can't be exhausted and hurting.
Yeah.
Like, this is dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Being sore does take all your energy out of you.
And now I feel like I have that deadly fungus that's going around.
Fungus?
Yeah, there's a deadly fungus. It's called Candida auroris or something. And we have it here in Colorado. And it's
where's it at?
It's right over there and over there and over there.
I'm not going there.
You get it from countertops, doorknobs, all this stuff. And it's resistant to, to everything. Oh. It's like this crazy fungus. And it's among us.
Hmm. All right. Well,
that's scary.
Watch out, folks.
A fungus is among us.
All right, back to around the horn.
Oh, right.
Spadil took his mom to Costco.
Yep.
I heard.
Yeah, she likes going to Costco whenever she comes into town, so that's what we did.
I think that was great.
That's a good day.
Yeah. And then Carson, boy, oh boy, did he make a mistake. He took his mother-in-law to the beach.
Well, and I feel bad for your mom. She gets left out.
You're an only child.
I'd be so mad if I was your mom because I have an only child. And I'd be like, wait, you went with her side on Mother's Day and you just left me here in Colorado? Screw you.
My mom doesn't like to travel. She's just not,
no, but you guys didn't even
person.
Like spend time with your mom.
When you're tired and sore, I like your attitude. Screw you. No, I'm just saying.
He's an only child.
Just for about your mom. I'm just saying that the worst thing you could do is be stuck on Mother's Day with your mother-in-law.
Yeah, and ignore your mom. Yeah, good move there, buckaroo.
But you had fun at the beach.
Okay. Yeah, we had a fun.
Yeah, without his mom. Cool. Sure did. They had a great time without his mom.
My wife was out of town working all week last week. She got back exhausted like Jamie is this morning. And all she did was sleep all weekend. So it was perfect.
Nice.
It was a great weekend. I gave her socks. She was happy. And we're all done with Mother's
Ta-da!
Day. 2025. I will say this, though. After scrolling through social media, and I knew this already, but after, you know, some of the stuff I saw yesterday, man, Mother's Day is so much bigger than Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
They had open markets. They had all kinds of stuff.
Dude, I was at the grocery store. Even the grocery store was packed with people buying flowers and cards and Father's Day is not like that.
No, not at all. I will tell you this. We looked at a review on Reddit for a restaurant that we were going to go to for Mother's Day. Yeah. Listen to this review. It says this. From the food industry perspective, the worst times to dine out are Mother's Day brunch, Valentine's Day dinner. More people have moms than relationships. So think of that. You really need to imagine the droves of people that think it's a good idea to take their mom to the city for Mother's Day. Regardless of the destination, staff is going to be completely overwhelmed all day. You're going to wait forever for a table. Your food will take forever. There's not enough cocaine in the world for your chef to be cooking with anything but pure rage at every customer that walks through the door.
I agree. We blew it off yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. We were going to go to a restaurant, had already picked it out, and then thought, you know what? It's going to be really packed. Yeah. Why don't we go today? So we're going to go today.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's
so
what it says.
You got a Valentine's Day, as you mentioned there, same way, right?
Yep.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, also a shout out to Covetri. I had the brilliant idea to have the tree people come out to the cabin today. I ain't making it. I'm going to bed. If you've only had 3 hours of sleep, you don't want to see tree people. No. So sorry, Covetri. Catch you next time. All right. Anyway, a couple of things. I was talking about this deadly fungus that's going around. It looks like Canada, but it's not. It's Candida auris, A-U-R-I-S. It's in 17 states right now, including Colorado. Like I said, you get it from countertops, doorknobs. It's contagious. It's a fungus, and it's among us, and it is resistant to every kind of topical or prescription. It's fever, chills, you get an ear infection with it, you're lethargic, and it also comes with skin rash and joint pain.
How do you get it now?
By touching something. Anything.
With the fungus.
With the fungus among us.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's new. Hmm. It's shiny.
It's real new.
Yeah, it's very new. So just be aware, and it's deadly. They said if it's like, you know, gets into your bloodstream. So that's fun, right?
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everyone. Ta-da. Okay, Taylor Swift really, really, really mad at Blake Lively. So mad at Blake Lively. In fact, she put out a statement that she had nothing to do with the movie. She's been subpoenaed is why she's mad. She wants everybody to know she had nothing to do with the movie, nothing to do with casting. She did allow for one of her songs to be put in the movie, but as far as that girl getting cast, she said she had nothing to do with it. And she is mad. Mad.
I'm surprised she got dragged into it if she had nothing to do with it.
I agree.
But I don't understand.
She has been served with a subpoena. I guess it's maybe to prove that Blake Lively is a liar. That's the only thing I can fear. I guess. Doja Cat. She asked fans to ignore her horrible surgery. She had plastic surgery, I guess, and I guess it went real, real bad. She revealed she underwent breast reduction surgery, liposuction, and she said, "Please don't clock my contracted implant." I guess one of her boobs is like half ass or something. Yeah. So she said, "Don't look at my boob."
She's got a wobble.
Well, when somebody says, "Don't look at my boob," what do?
Look at her boobs.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was probably a dumb idea.
Yeah.
You think? BJ's. Carson's favorite show, Suits LA, has been canceled.
No kidding.
NBC. One season. Yep. NBC has canceled its night court comedy and also its legal drama, Suits LA. That was only one season and it is gone. So I don't know what happened to your great show, but it's gone. Bye-bye.
They tried to bring everyone back from the original Suits LA to make cameos and stuff, and I guess it just... I mean, it wasn't Suits. It wasn't up to the par of Suits, I will say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Megan wasn't on it?
I mean, that would have helped, honestly.
It's gone.
She should have came back.
It's gone. They asked Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. Warren Buffett's making the news, obviously, because he's retiring. But they asked Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They asked a lot of people, write down on a piece of paper the one thing that made you successful. So they had all these billionaires write down one thing. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' word matched. Isn't that weird? They hardly even knew each other at the time that they wrote down their one word.
It all matched.
Their word for success matched. Do you know what that word was?
Invest?
Nope.
Discipline?
Nope.
Spadil?
I was giving out a prize. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Focus. The word was focus. They both wrote it down. They said because of their focus, that's why they have such great success.
I'm doomed.
Do you know that Warren Buffett bought his first stock at 14 years old? He bought 3 shares of it.
Uh-uh.
Some gas company.
Wow.
And it was like a dollar or something. He bought his first at 14. Who even knows how to do that?
I did see where Bill Gates is giving away all his money.
Yeah, that's what they said, right?
He's going to keep 2%, which is $2 billion. So it's not giving away all your money. And not only that, okay, so he's going to give away $198 billion, he says, okay? And it's not going to family, it's going to charities. I don't buy that for a minute. Do you? He's not going to give away $198 billion to keep two.
Why not?
It's a rainy day, man. Yeah, you gotta have some in reserve.
A billion in reserve is gonna make a lot of interest. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The lifestyle he lives. Of course, he likes to buy boats, too. So you got to have a boat. If you're going to buy a boat, you got to have billions of dollars.
You know who doesn't?
I just don't believe he's going to give away $198 billion.
Do you know who doesn't have a boat?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
She needs a boat.
She's a billionaire. She doesn't have a boat.
See, you know what? Here's the deal. If she had had a boat, now listen to me, okay? She wouldn't have gotten subpoenaed. She could have been out there on the ocean somewhere. They couldn't have gotten to her with the paperwork.
You know what? You're right. They couldn't have
served her. Saved her with this trial.
I know. Man, great point about that's why Taylor
I'm Swift. A thinker.
You are a thinker.
You know why? I focus.
You do focus. I need a nap.
Yes, you do.
It's starting to hit me bad. All right. Blake Shelton announced he'll be returning to The Voice. I'm so happy about this. I love Blake Shelton on The Voice. As part of the season 27 finale, but not as a host. He's just going to perform his song?
Yeah.
Oh, screw that. I didn't read it. Now I'm mad. Okay. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Season 2. The trailer is now out. It starts on Thursday on Hulu. Here we go.
Where is everyone at in Mom Talk? They're holding grudges because I don't even know why.
I don't want to fight with you.
Then don't.
That Miranda?
Wait, that's the girl that was swinging with Taylor.
I'm pregnant.
Just touch my wife?
The police are here.
Honestly, the show must go on.
Those Mormons are crazy, man.
Yeah, pretty wacky.
Those wives. I guess Mormons are not very happy with this show because it makes them look like swingers and stuff. My neighbors who are Mormons are—they're—they're not swingers. They're just—they're really good people.
You know for sure, though.
I do know for sure. They're really, really good folks.
Could be some secrets you don't know about.
I guess so. Justin Bieber got Hailey Bieber a mariachi band for Mother's Day. He also posted a whole like long, deep thing about people like he hurt them and he feels bad. I don't know. He's going through a lot. It is crazy.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
Which is better? He got hurt mariachi band. I got my wife's socks. I kind of feel like the socks were better.
Yeah, I do too, because mariachi bands are annoying.
Everything's annoying to you today.
I know, today.
You've already told Carson screw you.
Well, he screwed over his mom. He didn't even spend his Mother's Day with his mom. He's the only child.
Okay, all
right. He spent it with Bree's family because when you'll know this. I mean, you don't care because you're a dude. But when you're a mom of a boy, they always go with the wife. The whole life is about the wife and her side of the family. This side gets screwed over. Telling you. All you women that are boy moms, you all know what I'm talking about. These Carson's like, okay, I'll go with your side of the family.
She will get a nap later today. Okay,
no,
folks? She will get a nap.
I have backup. 5105. No, what's our text number? 303-22-ALICE. I back up on the boy mom thing.
All right.
Y'all know how it is. They all go with that side, right? I mean, it happened in my life, too, because we're two girls. All the boyfriends always came to our house for Thanksgiving, Christmas, screwed over their moms too. It's just a thing with girls.
Way to go, Carson.
She's got a condo in Florida. I don't know.
You're a schmuck.
Well, you could have brought your mom if you loved her. My God. All right, anyway, here's Bieber with the mariachi band, number two.
That settles it. Socks were better.
Socks are way better.
I think way that better. Does it, right?
Right?
That's
yeah.
It. There you go.
Bill Belichick is a whopping 73 years old, and his girlfriend is 24, and they look stupid together. And she lost Miss Maine. No. Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
That doesn't speak well for her.
No, it
because
doesn't.
Because you don't want to lose Miss Maine.
No.
I mean, that should be an easy competition.
Those
to win.
Chicks are fat and hairy.
Folks, she will get a nap today, okay? Let me just tell you, this is not the way it is every day, okay? This is a Mother's Day
I'm
post dilemma we're in, okay?
My flight was just, delayed. Yeah. And I looked at the guy. I was like, right are you back. Kidding me?
P. Diddy trial underway starting today. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day this past weekend. We took 3 days off. Very, very good. Every week should be a 3-day weekend. It really should. Because 2 days just isn't enough. Today, the P. Diddy trial begins.
This morning, opening statements in the racketeering and sex trafficking trial of Sean Combs.
If you use my approach, you can dock both.
The Bad Boy Records founder and music mogul is accused of forcing women into drug-fueled sex marathons. Combs has pleaded not guilty to the charges and says the sex was consensual, but for 20 years, prosecutors say he trafficked women and exerted his will by controlling their careers, leveraging financial support, and using intimidation and violence. Combs is seen kicking and dragging then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in 2016 hotel security footage obtained by CNN. Prosecutors plan to introduce as many as 5 different versions of the video, and Cassie is expected to be among the first witnesses. The defense concedes violence was part of their relationship, but argues it's not coercing her to do anything. Prosecutors say Cassie and at least 2 other women were forced into elaborate and produced sex performances with male prostitutes called freak-offs that Combs recorded as blackmail. Some of the potential jurors said the subject matter was too much, and the judge feared others would back out if they had the weekend to think about it. So the lawyers will finalize the 12 jurors and 6 alternates this morning.
That's the jury. His kids and mom are supposed to be in court today. I think if I'm Diddy, I tell them to stay away until the defense does their part.
And not only that, I just don't want to hear all that.
No.
Mom and I mean, stuff, yeah.
And you've got your kids. I mean, yeah. I don't know how old his kids are. What are they, like 19, 15, and 14 or something like that? I don't think I'd have them in the courtroom today. Wait till the defense is going to paint you as a pretty darn good guy. That's when you bring them in.
Yeah.
Not
this. Well, but you know what is scary? I mean, I know we keep saying like he's going away forever and stuff, but with this third person that was supposed to testify not showing up, I don't know. It's getting a little sketchy.
I don't think it's going to matter. And I'll tell you why. Now, I might be 100% wrong because I don't know crap about it. All right. I'll admit that. But they've got 40 different people going to testify. 40. And one missing. I don't know if it's going to change anything. She could be more, I guess, devastating than maybe 38 of the others.
Oh, who are the others? Still, they said there was only three, and that's why it's a problem. Because
they got 40 testimonies they say they're going to get.
But I mean,
all in all.
Three from victims, right? Or 40 victims?
Don't know. I think there are some people that are not considered victims that are going to be, that were at some of the parties, witnesses. For example, witnesses and things like that. I heard it was going to be 40-something people, and it would take probably 3 weeks to do the trial.
I'll tell you what is going to hurt him is that one person that took a plea deal, the one that was charged with the drug possession or whatever at his house, because they took a plea deal and they're going to testify against him. And it was a worker. It was somebody that worked at the house. So you know they know stuff.
They know stuff. That's the type of witnesses besides the three, and I guess one missing, the actual victims themselves. So there's like 40, I think they said. And some are going to be for the defense, too. So it could break up in a lot of different ways. I just don't think I'd have my kids and mom in there today.
Do you think they'll bring wagons in with all of the baby oil? Like just like displaying them around and stuff. You know how they bring like...
Just so you can get a visual of how much baby oil they're really confiscated.
Exactly, because they bring in evidence, right? They show the jury evidence.
I think I would.
Like wagons and wagons of baby oil with like drugs in it.
Kind of like that glove. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Exactly. Right? Like, bring in the baby oil.
Yeah, just a squeaky wheeled wagon.
Well, it wouldn't be squeaky if you just put some baby oil on it.
Well, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a squeaky wagon.
My bad.
I mean, all that oil, I mean, you got to figure that there's no squeaking with a wagon. Right?
How many cases was it? Remember, it was like...
Oh, thousands of bottles.
Thousands of bottles. Yeah. And they all had like drugs in them, right?
We don't have probably no more than 500 at my house.
Yeah.
So for thousands, that means something really was going on
there,
right?
Now, do you buy Johnson & Johnson or do you get the off-brand?
We go generic.
Yeah, I do too.
I figure baby oil's all the same. You know, doesn't have to be Johnson & Johnson.
I do too. Yeah, I do the same generic thing. I'm like, Johnson & Johnson, you're dumb. This other stuff is cheap.
I don't know. What's your prediction here on this trial? What do you think's going to happen?
Hung jury.
You do?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going away for a long time.
But hung jury doesn't do that.
Oh, hung jury, like, they're like opposite.
They
split down the middle.
They don't even know what
to do. I think
it's
going to be a landslide.
You'd be awful in court. Hung jury.
He's like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
he'll go away forever. No. Hung jury means they can't get a decision.
Yeah, they're just
I think
like
it's going to be one side.
Which means a retrial.
Right.
For the most part. It means a retrial. But it's something that could happen. I think it's guilty.
Yeah.
I think it's full-on guilty. I think he's going to do at least 20 years.
And how long do you think the jury will commiserate, if you will?
I think that they'll be out for probably a couple of days.
Okay.
Well, maybe a couple of days. I watch a lot of crime shows,
Jamie.
I don't think it takes that long.
You're our expert in this.
See, you know, you take like the O.J. Simpson trial, for an example. For those of you that remember it, it went on for weeks upon weeks and weeks.
But we all thought he did it, and then he got off.
He did do it.
I know, but he got off. Think about how crazy that is.
It is. It is crazy.
Yeah.
I think this one might be just a little bit different, though. I don't know why, because he did murder.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what my reasoning is behind that. But I think they're not going to be out that long simply because the trial's not that long. The O.J. trial went on for, 8 weeks, 12 weeks?
It was a long time,
3 months, something like that. This one's supposed to end up maybe going 3 weeks.
Well, I think the fact that the judge allowed the video of him punching and kicking and all that to Cassie won't go over well.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, okay, this guy, I mean, that sunk him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because people, once you see a man hit and kick a woman like that,
terrible.
It changes you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done with you.
Bad video. Yeah. It's bad for the jury.
Yeah.
I would say that. No, what was the controversy with CNN? What did they do?
So they had the original video. They had the first original video.
From the hotel.
From the hotel. They altered it to make it short for television, and then they got rid of the original.
Oh, so they edited to their version and then destroyed the original video.
Correct.
Which means that the only thing we have is the CNN
the altered
edits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we have no idea what they edited.
Right. Exactly right. And that's where they tried to get it thrown out. It was almost, we were almost screwed on that
that
one.
That sounds criminal to me.
I know.
I mean, they should go get, let's arrest, well, Anderson Cooper.
Well, that's
let's go
what
arrest
I said.
Him.
I said, when I was telling you about it, I was like, it's CNN. You have one job. You know that that's the original and only video.
And it's going to be evidence.
Yeah.
Down the road.
It doesn't make sense why they did that.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Wow.
Now I'm mad again.
All right. Diddy trial starts today. BJ Jamie Morning Show, Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was just watching this video. Have you seen this video of this Fox reporter that passed out live on TV?
I did. And that how that anchor just left her there?
Maybe she has that fungus.
Maybe she does.
The
it's
fungus
among
you were talking about.
He just left her there.
He was startled. He didn't know what
care.
To do.
You, I know if I passed out right now, you'd run over here and you would leave the show.
I agree. I agree. 110%. I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm simply saying he had no reaction.
Weird. Do you have
the audio? He didn't know. Yeah. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know if he should go to a commercial break. He tried to keep doing the news.
It was so weird.
It was so bizarre.
Was
if
awful.
Somebody passed out in front of me, I would jump to, I don't know if I'd help any in mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because I don't think I'd be very good at it. But
I'd prefer you'd let me die.
I don't like your attitude today. Let me tell you something. You've been a pain in the butt since 5:30 this
I've
morning.
Because I've had 3 hours.
I'm sick and tired of it, okay?
I'm just saying, your mouth on my mouth, no thanks. Just let me die.
Listen, maybe that's the way she felt with this newscaster. I don't know. I mean, all right, so they're on the set. He's talking to this woman. The woman, and this is on one of the Fox, I don't know, one of the Fox channels. He's doing the news. She's there talking, blah, blah, blah. And she just starts leaning over like this. Whoa, boom. And she's out. Gone.
She's on the ground.
He looks at her, looks back up at the camera, looks at her, looks back up, and starts to do a new story.
It's so awful.
And then he realizes, maybe we should go to a commercial break. She's out. She's not even in the picture anymore.
This guy
here we go.
Is such a douche. I mean,
so this
seriously.
Is about,
it's a horrible human.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here.
She's on the ground.
Lydia, the President, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be
She's
right back.
She's still on the ground. He doesn't even look down to, like, help her. President Biden, what?
He stays camera aware. He's not aware that somebody has just passed out and needs medical attention immediately. Instead, can we get some help in here? Meanwhile, let's go to reporter so-and-so.
Lydia.
It's just unbelievable.
It's so
the
weird.
Video's wild. I wonder what happened with her.
She probably is worried about being on camera, so she hadn't eaten. I'm not kidding. Low blood sugar.
She hadn't eaten?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild. Yeah. I never saw a follow-up on it to find out what happened. Here it is one more time.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the...
Meanwhile, we've got a new deal with Canada.
Lydia, let's go live to Lydia. So about Biden.
This God, lady
awful.
Is just laid. I would not want this guy around me in a medical emergency situation ever.
He's more worried about this stupid show than her. That is weird.
Some people
dude.
Are calling for him to be fired.
I agree with it.
I don't know if he should be fired. I think he just froze. I don't know what happened with this guy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Check it out. There's an omelet on I-70.
Yeah, how many eggs?
I don't know. Dozens upon dozens. A semi-tractor trailer load. I don't know, thousands, right?
Probably, yeah.
I guess there was an accident earlier this morning. Spadell, you know anything about it?
Yeah, so it happened overnight at about 12:30. They said that a semi was trying to avoid a car that suddenly stopped in front of it, smashed into a pole. Now all these eggs are ruined.
All right, no. So the eggs are all over the road. People are picking up free eggs?
There are definitely a lot of eggs out there. Like, it looks like there's probably like 20,000 eggs.
Here's
it's kind of crazy.
The story.
This crash happened around 12:30 this morning, so really late overnight while you were sleeping. Aurora police, they're telling us that a semi crashed into a pole, and this happened because the driver of the truck swerved to avoid a vehicle that had suddenly hit the brakes in front of them. It sent debris flying everywhere, and whatever was inside the trailer of the truck. If you take a closer look, if Joe can zoom in on the debris here, it looks like it's mostly eggs in these cardboard boxes, and each box actually says 5 dozen eggs, so lot of eggs strewn about here.
You know me, I love to do the math.
Well, that's scrambled right
here
there.
Here we go. Here we go. Just as egg prices come down, all of a sudden, boom, they're going to go back up again.
All I really got from that story is the cameraman's name is Joe.
You didn't get the fact that a truck has flipped over with dozens and dozens of eggs?
No, just shout out to Joe.
You need some sleep.
I do need some sleep. I do. My flight was delayed.
I got a question for you. You know, Spadell, I know you flew just a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
You guys did over the weekend, Jamie and Carson. All right. Should you, and this is a thing that's popped up on social media, should you have to ask permission on a flight to put your seat back to the person behind you?
Oh.
Should you?
I don't.
I don't think so. No.
Well, that's what they're saying.
It's polite, but I don't think you have to.
Well, they're saying it should be, I guess, etiquette in order to do that. That you should, but if you're going to put your seat back, you need to let the person behind you know.
I will tell you, I've almost like become paralyzed because one time I was so tired on a flight that I had my head on the tray table, and they put it backwards. Like, oh, God.
I'm with you. I've seen it both ways, or I've had it for me both ways. I've seen it where, you know, I'm in a situation where I want to go to sleep. I want to lean it back. I've also been behind somebody that leaned it back, and it was very annoying to me. So I've seen it from both sides.
I was on the flight last night with a guy that had a fake service dog.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Did he get busted?
Fake.
No, I said to him, I go, you seem very capable, and I'm like, were you in like a war or something? Did you see something bad or anything? He's like, no. I'm like, well, why you got a service dog? And he's like, yeah, I just do.
I think a lot of service animals are fake.
Yeah, this dog had the whole vest and everything. I was what's going on? This guy's from Monument. I'm like, you are totally capable. Right. You hold the conversation. I don't see any kind of like
emotional
PTSD
distress
like popping up anytime soon.
No.
He's like, yeah, no.
And it's always, you know, kind of iffy.
Yeah.
When you can order that vest on Amazon.
Exactly.
Okay. That should come from a doctor.
Right.
You shouldn't be able to get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like those handicap placards.
Exactly.
It should come straight from a doctor's office,
yeah.
Not Amazon.
Amazon, right?
Here's audio of a lady. She put her seat back on her flight. The lady behind or a guy behind her kicked her seat the entire way or pushed on her seat. When the flight landed, she brought it to their attention.
The whole trip, she pushed my seat.
You seen it.
No, she didn't. I'm allowed to put my seat back.
Quite irritated.
Well, I don't know what the protocol should be. If you're tall,
I
would hope that somebody didn't do that to you. If, you know, your legs are long and that would suck.
Yeah. Would lean back on you. If it's a kid back there, it's no big deal, right? But if it's somebody that's a bigger person, then, yeah, maybe you should ask. Because the old rule is you didn't have to ask at all.
Okay.
It didn't matter.
So here's my thing, the window situation.
Okay.
I like to fly with the windows up so I can see outside. There are people that just shut them. Oh, I can't stand it. I said to one guy when I was leaving here, I go, do you mind to open your window a little bit? I said, I don't get claustrophobic. I was like, I get kind of claustrophobic and I just like to see outside. He's like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. But, I mean, it's like, why wouldn't you keep that thing open? Don't you want to see?
I'd rather have it open.
I hate it when it's open.
That's my deal.
Yeah. I have really bad motion sickness, and it being open makes it way worse.
Yeah. That's because you live in a basement.
Yeah, so you're used to
a dungeonous
atmosphere.
Yeah.
It makes you feel comfortable.
And so it makes you more comfortable.
It does make
everything
more comfortable.
In there is shut down.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like you're at home.
It's easier to sleep too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy with the fake service dog wouldn't stop talking to me, and I even had headphones on. I literally was like, okay, you see that I have headphones on and you're talking to me over the headphones? Like, that is insane, right? If somebody has headphones on or they have
it's
earphones,
a sign.
Yeah.
Like, it is a sign you should pick up
on.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, my God.
I saw a lady. We were going into, I can't remember what store, either Friday or Saturday. Frog and I were out. Oh, it was the mall. It was the mall. A lady, and she was elderly, and she had a service dog. I was suspicious of her, too, okay? Just much like you were with your flight, because you shouldn't have to, as you're going in a door, pull on the leash for your son. That's what she was doing. She's pulling, and this dog did not want to go.
He's just giving laying down.
That's not a service dog.
No, they should be up at Adam.
No. Service dogs are trained to go wherever you go. You shouldn't have to coax him along in order to get him to go with you.
And there should be another rule on these flights, like I'm bitching, and that is you have to give your dog a bath before you bring him on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that dog smelled, and I'm just like, I'm like dry heaving a little bit while I'm having my rigatoni.
That'll ruin the rigatoni. What happened to all those stories of all these various, like, your support duck or
remember all those weird ones?
They seem to have gone away.
They passed something, or not like a law, but like a lot of airlines aren't allowing you to bring anything that's not a dog online.
Yeah, they cracked down on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like they wouldn't be able to crack down on it. I mean, everybody was accepting of the fact that some people need support animals.
Yeah, everybody needs a support cat.
I mean, you're completely against, the mentality in America if you say that you can't bring a support animal with you. Oh, so that's really bad of them.
Yeah, but they were bringing some weird stuff.
Donkeys?
I'm with Schmidl. I think they passed something.
Yeah, there was someone who had like a Shetland pony.
Yeah, it got weird. It's true. He's not wrong.
You should be able to take your pony on a trip if you want. I mean, I got no problem with that. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and we'll have our podcast there. Coming up after 10 o'clock this morning, we have a new pope. It happened after we left here on Thursday. He is from America, from Chicago, but his brother could be a problem.
Yeah, he called Nancy Pelosi the dumb C word.
Yeah.
Which is insane for having a pope as your brother.
Yeah, the pope is your brother. And you're posting stuff. I wonder if he's going to back it down a notch.
He's got to. There's no
who goes and talks to him like, hey, brother, you got to understand here. This guy's the leader of the Catholic world out there.
Some cardinal will set him down.
They're going to send a busload of cardinals to his house.
They are.
His name is Lou. Lou's a problem.
Lou is a problem.
He's like that brother that, was it Bill Clinton that had the brother that was out of whack?
I feel like everybody has a brother. He had one. He had a brother that was out of
Jimmy
whack.
Jimmy Carter had Billy Carter. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these, big leaders, all of a sudden you got that one bad apple in the family that's causing problems for you.
It's crazy.
Oh, Lou. He made a couple of posts. And in those posts, he talked about Nancy Pelosi, calling her names, also her husband. He says that he's on Grindr a lot or something like that.
But that might be true. So, I don't know.
So he's in attack mode.
Yeah.
I think at some point, though, somebody, that busload of cardinals has to get to his house and shut him down.
I mean, literally, and Leo the Pope or whatever, which, by the way, it's not rolling off my tongue.
What?
Pope Leo.
Pope Leo?
Yeah, it sounds like a young hipster name.
Man, it must have worked. Yeah. He's the 14th one.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying? It just sounds like a young hipster, and it's like, it's not working for
him.
Yo, Leo, what up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Pope Leo spinning at the church nightclub.
Exactly. It just seems really young and hip, and it doesn't sound like
I don't think John I know Hunter. Anybody named Leo.
Well, my son's roommate's Leo.
Is it Leo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then maybe that's it.
Maybe that is,
But yeah, Pope Leo.
In my head, he has like two earrings.
By the way, Leo's real name is Bob.
Oh, is it? All right, well, that's good.
He should have gone with Pope Bob.
That's way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo's
why is it they
hip.
Have to go with these names that's already been used 13 times?
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean, that name's worn out. I mean, nobody knows the difference between Leo the 12th and the 14th.
Well, and not only that, but if you're dyslexic, you're like, yo, let's go Bob.
Yeah, Pope Bob. Let's go Bob. Yeah, his name was Robert. It's
yeah,
Robert.
Right.
The Prevost or something like that,
uh-huh,
right?
Yep.
And yeah, he went by Bob.
I was nervous for him because, I mean, your Italian has to be dead on, right? Because you're in Rome. So your Italian's got to be great.
I think you have to know like 12 different languages,
yeah,
don't you?
So I was like, when they cheered, I was like, oh, he must have said it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, yay. Because he spoke in Italian, obviously, right?
The guy's from the South Side. South Side of Chicago. And he's Pope. And when I look at these pictures, because for me, the Pope has always been very mystique. Because we didn't really know that much about him as Americans. And, you know, he was either from Argentina or South America or something of that nature. And we didn't know. We just didn't know. So it was, there was a mystery there, okay? This guy's from the South Side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a brother named Lou that loves to cuss.
Lou. He got, hey, Lou. My name is Lou, and that guy over there, he's my bro.
They've got pictures. They got pictures of him when he was in his youth, and he's with his brother John and Lou, and they're all riding ponies together.
Yeah, it is.
It just seems weird.
It does. I agree with you.
It feels like the high majesty of the Popeness is gone.
I know. I'm with you on that.
He's a White Sox fan. Chicago White Sox. No Pope should ever be a White Sox fan.
God.
It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We'll be right back.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Shout out to my new friends, Jay and Ashley.
Who are they?
They're my friends I met. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You met them where?
I met them at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jay and Ashley.
Were they just driving through? Or
they were just, yeah.
Flying through
just,
or whatever?
Just hanging out. Yeah, yeah. They live here.
All right.
They live here.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ashley told me something I thought was interesting, and you don't think about this. You know, like, with all, like, Red Robins and all these places that are closing down,
she's
a Coke representative, right? So she... Those are her, like, big clients.
Sure is.
It, like, it just keeps going, right?
Affects a lot of people.
Effect.
Sure does. Like, even the lettuce guy.
Yep.
She pointed that out.
That lettuce guy.
The lettuce
Poor guy.
Guy. Exactly.
He's out there just hawking heads of lettuce.
And now nobody wants the lettuce. Psh. Just sad.
I did see a new In-N-Out burger opened up in town. Did you see that?
I did not.
Brighton.
Oh, and Brighton,
that's
good
a
for
big
them.
Deal.
It is
know?
A big deal. Yeah.
Because, I mean, certain areas, I mean, we don't think that much about it because we're south. But if you're in the Brighton area, you probably didn't drive all the way down here to get a burger. Maybe you did once, but now you got your own.
You know, I feel like Brighton is underrated.
I don't know. I've been there.
I have too.
So about it. I'm just saying it's a different opinion.
I just feel like it doesn't get the love that it needs.
Yeah, it just feels...
Go Brighton.
Feels a little commercial to me when I'm up there. Not as residential, more commercial.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyway, did you guys see the story about Aaron Gordon? Aaron Gordon is a Nuggets player. And did you see that his brother, this is so sad, his brother was in a car accident and passed away. And so he has taken his nephews under his wing. It was so, like, I got teary-eyed watching that whole story
it's
about him.
It's cool. He has him at, like, the press conference with him and everything like that.
That was so sweet. What a great guy. All right, so go Nuggets. When do they play?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
So Aaron Gordon, great guy.
Yep.
He's my guy. All right, the Colorado Rockies, they fired their manager, Bud Black. They fired him yesterday.
Folks, we got to be proud. We've got the worst team in Major League Baseball history. We own that. That's pretty cool.
21-0 to the Padres.
Pathetic.
At Coors Field. Think about that. 21-0.
Yeah.
That's a bad day, right?
It'll get you fired.
Yep, and it did. It actually did. All right, the other story is that Schmidl wants to announce at this moment, he wants to announce the jury for the P. Diddy trial. Go ahead, Schmidl.
Yeah, so they just announced that it's number 2, 5, 25, 28, 55.
Bingo!
Yep.
58. 75.
And
you
it
want
goes
me to
on
keep going?
On,
yeah,
on,
okay.
You came running in here with that story. And Jamie and I look at the story and we go, Schmidl, they don't give names. He goes, hey, they've named the jury. They're all numbers.
Exactly. So funny.
Did you not read into it?
I just saw it was the top headline for TMZ, and Diddy is like the number one thing today. So
that's a no. You didn't read into it.
I read it. I just didn't think anything of them being named numbers.
Named numbers?
Yeah.
Diddy, by the way, is charged with 5 federal counts, 2 charges of trafficking, 2 charges of transportation to engage in prostitution, and a single count of racketeering conspiracy. So they're saying it's going to last probably 8 weeks. This should be...
Man, I said this earlier. I don't think I'd have my family there today if you're Diddy.
I know.
He's got the twins. And
he's
then
got
the,
them all
that,
there.
That
yep.
boy is there. Who's the lady? I don't know who the lady is in the picture. But all these people and his mother, they're all filing in there, and they're going to hear the bad stuff today.
Well, that one chick that's real tall, she's kind of like muscular, real tall. She was married to that other guy that was also a perv. But she's kind of taken over as the mom for the kids.
Yeah, this lady doesn't look. I don't know if that's her or not.
You know what I'm talking about?
She's not tall.
She's like tall. She was a model. They had a reality show. Russell, her husband's Russell.
I don't know.
Oh.
Russell.
I just remember she was tall.
She's tall, real tall.
She's very tall. This lady here in this picture is not her.
Anyway, I'll be sure. That's a dumb name. Anyway, Al Be Sure, I'm just going to call him Al.
Al.
Al Be Sure. He confirmed he believes Diddy is responsible for him going into a coma from multiple organ failure. He stands firm in his belief that this happened because of Diddy, that he slipped something. He also believes that Kim Porter did not die from pneumonia and reveals he's willing to testify against Diddy in federal trial.
I don't think that's going to matter, though, do you?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you prove, you know, years ago that this happened? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? The whole thing is messy. Travis Hunter, man, he's just a good kid, that Travis Hunter. If you don't know who he is, he was drafted from CU to Jacksonville. Is it Jacksonville?
Yeah.
And he was like the second, something like that, pick. And he was on a flight back to Denver on a United flight, and there was a nice young lady. Her name is Sandy Combs, and she said she had no idea who he was, but everybody kept walking by and congratulating him. And she's like, who am I sitting by? And he said, my name is Travis, and I play football. And she's like, you're just the nicest young man. She said before he even was getting congratulated, he helped her with her overhead bag. He put it up for her. He helped her with her tray table. She's like, he was the nicest boy you've ever met.
Good for him.
Isn't that sweet?
He was raised right.
He was raised right.
You know, I do that stuff, and nobody says anything to me.
You help people?
Yeah. I help put the luggage overhead. If some little old lady with a cane comes down with her bag like this, I'll help her out.
Kimora.
Kimora what?
Simmons.
Oh, yeah, that lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Russell Simmons was her ex-husband. But he had to move out of the country. I think he's somewhere on an island somewhere.
Yeah, he was having some problems.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody said he was a perv, too. So anyway. Let's see here. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Season 2. The trailer is out. It starts this Thursday on Hulu. Here it is.
Where is everyone at in Mom Talk? They're holding grudges because I don't even know why.
I don't want to fight with you.
Then don't.
That Miranda?
Wait, that's the girl that was swinging with Taylor.
I'm pregnant.
Just touch my wife?
The police are here.
Honestly, the show must go on.
Sounds like something Carson would watch.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of drama. I'm in it.
I thought you watched it.
I watched a little, like one or two
episodes. Yeah, I know. You were excited when it was kicked
off.
I
was super excited, but I don't know. Just
faded.
Just kind of faded. Yeah.
People are asking where you can see the Diddy channel. He's not on TV.
Yeah.
The trial is not being broadcast at all. All you get is these artists' renditions.
It's from kind the courtroom. Of a bummer.
It's a real bummer.
And you
bummer.
Get the video, obviously. We're seeing video of them entering the courthouse. That's all that's available.
Yeah, so it's not going to be broadcast. I don't know why.
It's federal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber recently shared some heartfelt messages on Instagram, saying that he admits to unintentionally hurting others, expressed concerns about being judged or rejected for his honesty. He emphasized the importance of love, forgiveness, spiritual growth, and then he got his wife a mariachi band. Here it is. Mother's Day.
I will say it seems like he spent a lot of money because they're pretty good. But they're not bad, right?
Can you get a bad mariachi band?
Yeah, I think you can.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's hear. And then finally, Bill Belichick is 73 years old, and he has a 24-year-old girlfriend, which is like, I'm sorry, that's the ick for me. 73, 24, and she did not win Miss Maine, USA, and she was like this, like, oh my God, I didn't win Miss Maine.
It's kind of crazy because they had like an initial competition that they could be voted by the people into semifinals to automatically go to the semifinals. She got like behind the first person that was ahead of her, 1,400 votes shorter than her. So she had like 200, the girl had 1,800 votes or something like that.
And she had way, way too much eye makeup on.
She had a lot of bad publicity too.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that helped.
Nope, it doesn't. She looks like a whore. All right, I'm done. There you go.
I think the people up in that New England area, they loved Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Well, he won all those Super Bowls for Boston, you know, New England Patriots. They love him. They look at her as kind of the devil.
Yeah, well, she is.
So she's not going to get the votes. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there. You'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. It is a beautiful, the weekend was gorgeous. It's a beautiful week ahead. Maybe a thunder shower by Wednesday, but for the most part, it looks like it could be a record breaker today, which means 90 degrees for a high. That's summertime, man.
That is. Let's go to the pool. It's about time. Man, I swam all weekend. I was so excited to leave here and leave the snow and go just.
Were you at the pool?
Yeah, I was at the pool.
The fancy hotel.
And then, you guys, it was so funny. I was floating right on my back. I'm just floating, loving the pool, loving the heat. And I look up, and there's a guy staring at me from the hotel.
Yeah.
And I waved really big at him, and he pulled the blinds.
Didn't think you could see him?
Yeah, peeping top.
I know, it was so funny. He's like, ah! So funny. Whoops. Oh, well.
What a perfect.
Are you going to get a pool?
No.
You're not?
No.
You've decided that?
No, it just wouldn't work out for my neighborhood. It's not, it's hard to explain. Just putting an in-ground pool there, it would be very, very costly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the terrain.
They're not cheap.
I'm near the old coal mines and the ground unsettled. There's a lot of issues with it.
Gotcha.
So, no, I'm not going to do a pool. I'd love to have one. I had one in Florida.
Yeah.
Loved it. But down here, it's... I don't know. Just not worth it.
You got a lot of excuses. Is that what you told the wife? Ah, it's got too much granite down there. It's going to be hard to break through the granite.
It's just that I don't. There's not one pool in our neighborhood, even close, that I know of. So there's hardly any in that area. There's a center pool, you know, for the community.
Right.
But there's nobody's got a backyard pool in our community.
Just because nobody has one doesn't mean you can't put one there.
You could be the first.
Yeah. I figure there's a reason.
Well, no, because, I mean, Michelle's the only one in her neighborhood has one. A lot of people don't do it just because the season's so short.
Very costly. Yeah. Season's short.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of reasons. But the pools are going to open in 2 weeks. Aren't we just a couple of weeks away from Memorial Day weekend? I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just 2 weeks away, right?
Here we go. Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us. All right, Denver Nuggets. I think we could be in trouble, folks.
I don't like your attitude.
I know. I want us to win.
Yeah.
I do want us to win. But I don't know, man. They looked so bad. I've never seen an NBA team in one quarter of basketball score 7 points.
Yeah. Were they just, I didn't see the game. Were they just missing it?
They looked tired.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Oh.
They had a really fast turnaround, so like the game was on Friday night at 8, and then Sunday's game was at 1:30, so there was 36 hours between both games, and a lot of people are just saying that that's too short of a time between those games.
What helps me? It's just some advice for the Nuggets, and I know that they'll listen to me. When I get new shoes, I feel faster.
Yeah.
I feel faster.
Funny you should say that. Here's what I think happened, and I do. Okay. And the whole turnaround, I've seen that excuse on here. It didn't affect the other team. They scored more than 7 points.
Okay.
They didn't play great, but they scored more than 7.
True.
They had the same turnaround. But did you notice yesterday, and a lot of people didn't see this, okay, that Major League Baseball used all pink bats yesterday for Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Every player was hitting with pink bats. The NBA played with pink shoes.
Oh, yeah, Jokic had pink shoes on. I noticed that.
That cost him.
Yeah.
He didn't notice that was pink shoes.
Oh, because they were walking around feeling like sissies?
Well, not only that, you're breaking in new shoes on game day.
Yeah, I know, but you're probably looking at him like, I got pink shoes on.
I look like a horse in these.
Because like he's a horse guy, right? Yeah. Like he's like a badass. Like he, like...
I can't believe I have pink shoes on.
Exactly. I think they got to him mentally.
Yep, I'm with you.
He looked down and saw pink and said, like, oh, I can't do this. I mean, this is what my life's come to.
I got girl shoes on.
I'm out here on national television with pink shoes on.
Exactly.
I mean, this destroyed him.
Yeah, that's what happened. We got it figured out. Okay.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You're on your sports station.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, can you imagine? Up at I-70 where this truck flipped over, lost all those eggs onto the highway. Man, about 12 noon today, it's going to smell.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is true.
You're going to have rotten egg smell all through I-70. Which road is that? I-70 and what? What's the closest area? Because you need to stay away from there.
I-70 and Tower.
That's going to be stinky.
It's going to smell a lot like Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of farms up there.
I understand.
You get it? But when these eggs start baking, lordy.
I can't believe, I mean, I'm so happy that the driver survived because his truck cab is split in half.
If you've not seen the pictures this morning, there's thousands of cartons and cases of eggs. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable how many spilled and how it lost. I mean, geez, it looks like more than a truckload, actually, but how this got thrown out the way it did is crazy.
I think he lived because of the egg containers. You know, they're designed to protect you.
They cushion you.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah, they sure
that
do.
Would make sense
because
yeah.
it came out the front of the trailer, so it cushioned him when he went projectile.
They're putting out issuing a warning this morning too that if you go to get some of the eggs off the highway, make sure you check the carton.
Right.
To make sure nothing's cracked in your carton that you steal. Okay?
All right. That's all our egg jokes. Good night, everybody. We're done. Bye-bye. Some of them are scrambled.
I had one more I was going to bring up, but if they don't get this cleaned up in a couple of days, there's a chance, they're saying, some chicks could hatch. Because of the sunshine and the warmth.
Exactly.
The incubator. Well, go check it out for yourself. It's a mess up there.
Exciting.
Could smell bad later, according to sources. BJ and Jamie. We'll be back.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you're a trooper.
I am a trooper. I'm a super duper trooper.
You got through it, man.
I did.
Last night at midnight.
Yeah.
Having to check yourself in. Not a rehab, but a hotel out at the airport.
Yep, the Westin.
Get up this morning at 5 o'clock, make your way down to the studio. Man, you're a trooper. Woo.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris DJ. You'll see it on his license plate. Chris DJ. He was my Uber driver.
Now,
I'm not saying
you've been a load of fun this morning.
I'm not fun.
I'm not saying that I had a great time or anything like that. So don't misuse what I'm saying here.
I'm not.
I mean, you've been a real pain in the butt.
I'm not a joyful individual today.
Nope, but you're a trooper.
I am a trooper.
You're an unhappy trooper.
Did you guys see this? This just handed to me. They said that the National Guard are on site for that. That truck accident with all the eggs?
No. Yeah. Why? Why?
Looking for poachers.
I could go on and on with truck jokes and egg jokes and poacher jokes. I just love it.
No, come on. That's
I just
funny.
Love it. That's
that
great.
Funny.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
All right, we got to go. Yeah. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. Going to be a warm one. 88 for a high. That's pretty good. We'll see you back here tomorrow. AJR tickets to give away tomorrow morning, 7:30. Be here for that if you want to win the tickets. That's it. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.